From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Tuesday, August 13th. The Park Fire is inching up in containment. It's now about 430,000 acres and 39% contained. That's due to firefighters working nonstop on the fire for nearly 3 weeks. Safety officer for the fire, Josh Kitchens, told crews yesterday to make sure they don't let their guard down.
A lot of us have been running from fire to fire the last few months. We've been on this fire for a while now, day to day, same dirt, same ground, same tasks. It's easy to get complacent when we're doing mop-up and suppression repair.
Kitchens cautioned about fatigue and stress.
Today, I want you to go out, take a tactical pause, evaluate yours and your crew's abilities, and be honest with yourselves of what that current level of ability is. With that, go out, look up at the hazard trees, look down at those ash pits, and look around while you're driving.
Cooler weather, higher humidities, and less winds are expected to bring favorable conditions for the Park Fire this week. The deadline to file for city council candidacy in Chico was on Friday. Voters will soon decide who will take over 4 of the 7 council seats this November. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
Two incumbent city council members are seeking re-election. Dale Bennett of District 3 is being challenged by local educator Monica McDaniel, and Topeka Tandon of District 7 is facing Climate Action Commissioner Bryce Goldstein. Master's student Katie Hawley and Chico State senior Melissa Lopez Mora both aim to represent District 5 this November. Councilmember Sean Morgan is not running for re-election. Local businessman Michael Johnson and Chico's former police chief Michael Bryan are vying for District 1's seat. Since there is no re-election attempt for District 1, additional candidates interested in running for the seat have an extended filing deadline of August 14th. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
A new restaurant in downtown Chico is centered around a popular Hawaiian dish, poke. Momo's Poke recently opened on Broadway. Owner and cook Cassandra Siswan Pun describes a poke bowl as a deconstructed sushi roll.
Instead of like kind of having the huss and fuss of sitting down, eating, like ordering a roll or taking that with you, it's kind of messy. This is just kind of like a little Chipotle style bowl for you.
After a lifetime of cooking for friends and family, she says she's ready to share her taste with Chico.
My love language is definitely food. So a happy heart with a happy stomach. That's just how it is. I love seeing the joy of other people just eating my food and just kind of enjoying themselves, and I get to enjoy their company too.
The new restaurant also offers other dishes like teriyaki and salmon bowls, chicken wings, and egg rolls. And Pacific Gas and Electric is hosting a virtual town hall to share more on the work it's doing in the Sierra and North Valley region. The agency said officials will share information about ongoing wildfire safety work and resources. Residents can also ask questions after the town hall. The meeting will be tonight at 5:30. The link can be found on PG&E's website. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, August 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.